Sometimes, you know, you can pray and pray and pray, and it doesn't seem like God answers those prayers too fast. But this is one prayer. When you ask for forgiveness, when you ask and confess your sin and you ask God to forgive you, it's immediate. He answers that prayer right then. Listen to what Paul tells us. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. You, not because of Chip Anderson, not because of Pastor Chip, not because of church, but because Christ died on the cross for you, he answers that prayer and says, you go forgiven right now. Right now. Amen?
Amen.
Old Testament reading comes from Jeremiah 33. Great chapter as a whole, but we're just going to look at verses 8 and 9. I will cleanse them from all the guilt of their sin against me, and I will forgive all their guilt of their sin and rebellion against me. And this city shall be to me a name of joy, a praise and a glory before all the nations of the earth, who shall hear of all the good that I do them. They shall fear and tremble because of all the good and all the prosperity I provide for it. This morning's New Testament reading is our text this morning, from Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. And when he came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And behold, a leper came to him and knelt before him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I will be clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, see that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a proof to them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
If I can have our kids come up. Now, kids, because we are having kind of a short service today, because a number of us have to go over to our anchor church, CPC New Haven on Whitney, for lunch and for some other things that get us prepared for what's coming up next week?
Soccer camp.
Soccer camp, arts camp, yeah. Huh? Monday. This Monday. That's why we're going to lunch over there today, because we get to talk about what's going to happen on Monday. That's why you can come. You can come. Yeah, he'd come back, yes. So what I'm just going to let you know today is that you guys are not going to go in with Nigeria and Sharon today. You're going to go back and sit down, because the sermon's not going to be that long today, okay? All right? But anyway, I wanted to talk to you guys. In the Bible, Jesus comes down from the mountain a lot. There's a couple of texts that says, and he came down from the mountain. He comes down from the mountain. Did you know every single time he comes down from the mountain, no matter what it was that he was up there for, he always comes down to things that are pretty messy. Have you ever gone into your house and it's not clean? All right, come on. Come on now. Has your mom or dad ever walked into your room and said, what is this mess? My hand's up. My hand's up. Thank you, Dada. I see that hand. I want to let you know that God forgives me. All right, you guys can put down your hands. Every single time Jesus came down, it was always to a mess. Something was wrong. Something was up. And this time he comes down from the mountain, and there was a big crowd, but then there was a leper. I don't know if you guys know what leprosy is. Modern leprosy isn't exactly the same as the leprosy back then, but it's a skin disease, and it makes you not feel and touch like... if you touched this hot stove, you wouldn't feel it, all right? And it made people get very sick, because they wouldn't know that something's going wrong with their body, because they couldn't feel it. And this leper, who doesn't look really good, comes up and he bows down before Jesus and says, if you will heal me, I'll be healed. Now, I want to let you know that that Jesus is coming down from the mountain, just like, everybody here know who Moses is? Moses? Yeah, I got that. He comes down from the mountain the first time. When Moses, in the Old Testament, comes down from the mountain, he was talking to God stuff. He has tablets. Tablets, right? You got close story. And he comes down, and Israel is a mess. They are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Because how many here behave perfectly when mom and dad are gone? How many here kind of take advantage of when mom and dad are gone? Sorry, Mom. Confession time here. All right? Okay. Well, Israel did not obey God when Moses was missing, and he comes down, and they're like all over the place. Jesus does the same thing, but this time, Jesus takes everything and turns it around. He takes that mess. He takes that leper, and he cleanses them. He fixes them. And that's what God does for us. Can you imagine if your mom walked into your room, and it's a mess, and you're expecting her to say, "What is this mess?" And she just starts putting things away. Now you might think, oh yeah, that'd be nice. But wouldn't you kind of think, what's up? Something else is going to come down. What's the other foot that's going to drop here? Right, Mama? But you know what? God comes into our lives and he does just that. He cleanses us. He heals us. And then he wants us to have a relationship. And this morning we're going to talk about that a little bit more. You guys ready to pray? Father, I thank you for our kids. Thank you for their confessions. We ask, Father, that you just be working in our messy lives, in the lives of our kids. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. I don't want anybody to get used to the fact that I can preach a short sermon. All right? John's timing me. Mama, pray for John. In the park, I go 5 minutes. You know, that's even stretching it there. All right. You heard what I did with the kids. So that's the beginning. That's the text. Go ahead, John. When Jesus comes down from the mount of, from the mountain that we have, the Sermon of the Mount, he's got the big crowds. He's doing all right. He comes down. There's a crowd down there. And all of a sudden, a leper comes out of nowhere, right? You already heard me read it. I'm not going to read it again. But I want you to go to the next slide. I want you to see something. The very first time that Matthew records someone calling Jesus Lord comes from a leper. Someone who knew that they were unclean. Someone that knew that they weren't accepted. Someone that actually should be avoiding that crowd. The first time Matthew has for us where Jesus is called Lord, it is a leper. I think that's instructive to us. I think that's important to us because we're no different than that leper. When we've come to Christ, we're no different. We come completely unclean. And what's out of our mouth? Lord, save me. Lord, forgive me of my sin. So this leper is just like us. And we have that picture. Go ahead, John. All right, a couple of things here. The first thing that I want to call attention to is touch. This is the most clean thing, the most clean person, the most clean with a capital C, Jesus, crosses over and lets the unclean touch him. In that day, that would not have happened. Every priest, if that leper would have come, now y'all see me around kids and food, right? What happens with kids and food? Sorry, kids, right? Kids and food, I back off, right? Go to the hospital, someone's not feeling too good. You know, you're wondering how close can you get? Someone in the park smelling like alcohol, maybe too high, maybe hasn't taken a shower in a long time. What do we do? Well, I'm glad hot dogs are over there. Binky will make you special ones.
All of our hot dogs are special.
But you know very well that that's not what we do in the park. We don't do that. Any more than you do that with someone that comes in your home that's having a hard time. Because we do know the difference between an unclean and clean. And we know that clean in our world doesn't always embrace unclean. Okay? And we, when we go into the park, what are we doing? We are embracing the unclean. Please don't see that as a judgment term. We all know the difference between clean and unclean. Did you guys wash your hands before you eat?
Yeah.
No. Sometimes. Yes, they said yeah. Sometimes. There we go. Sometimes. We all know the difference between clean and unclean. It's normal in our life. You also have to recognize we are wholly unclean before God. We are unclean. But God in His cleanliness, in His cleanness, in His brightness, in His purity, He comes up and He touches our life. He puts His Holy Spirit inside this mess. And so the first thing is, Jesus doesn't only heal him, He touches him. That's what the text says. Jesus breaks the most intimate, most destabilizing thing there could be. Because if everything was unclean and it started mixing, even in our world, that's destabilizing. Homes can't work. Businesses can't work. There's nothing that would work if the clean and unclean always touched, right? But Jesus, the most clean, goes. Go ahead, John. He crosses that barrier. I believe that's what we do when we minister. It's interesting that we have a little summary that Jesus, right after he touches the leper, he goes into Peter's house and he touches Peter's, what does it say? Mother-in-law. They're not supposed to do that either. He touches the mother-in-law. But then it says that evening they brought to him many who were, what? Oppressed by demons. And he cast out the spirits with the word and he healed all who were sick. This is the context. This is what Jesus is all about. And this was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He took our illnesses and bore our diseases. That's what he did on the cross for us. Go ahead, John. These are only two instances, but there are a number of instances in Matthew where Jesus touches someone who isn't well. Here's two places where he touches blind men, right? Doesn't know who they are. Strangers asking to be healed, and he touches them. You have to understand that he didn't have to touch them, right? He could have just said, be healed. But he's teaching us something. He's teaching the church something. He's teaching the church that we need to be personal and present and touching. And you all know that I don't mean just touching, right? It means getting in the face of the mess. Go ahead. It's personal and it's presence. It's personal and it's presence. I think as a church as a whole, we do pretty good with this. We are present in a lot of places. We go do things in the midst of our community. And just in case you think clean and unclean can be a little bit judgmental, I hang out with unclean people. I'm unclean. But I'm only clean because of what Jesus has done for me, right?
Amen.
And so when I go, I bring Jesus with me. When we go as a church, we bring Jesus with us. And through us, his body, he touches. See, we don't have to go to Jerusalem to say, hey, Jesus, how's it going, right? We come together and we are the presence of Jesus in a community. I'm going to tell you right now, not every church actually understands that. This church, our church, teaches that as a fundamental, important thing. That where we are, Jesus is present. Go ahead. And then the second thing, see, I'm speeding along here pretty good, right? Coming down from the mountain, there are what I call Jesus encounters. Jesus encounters. This points us to our CPC and the Hill presence in the community. I'm going to tell you why at the very end. Go ahead, John. But when we got the leper, right? Right after the leper, we have Peter's mother-in-law. We have a centurion that needs to be healed. We have two men with demons that need to be healed. We have a paralytic, that's someone who can't walk, right? We have a ruler's daughter that's sick. We have a woman suffering from a discharge. You know, you don't want to be around that, right? But Jesus heals that person. Two blind men come along, need healing. And then finally, there's a demon-possessed mute. You got to understand, there's a series of these stories all in a row. Go ahead, John. I believe it's fair to say, "In His Midst" is a good title. And why do I think this is applicable to us going into the park, into ministry anywhere in this community? Go ahead, John. Because at the end of that list of all those healings where God is using Jesus to bring the presence of healing and forgiveness, at the end it says He went through all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When He saw the crowds, He had compassion for them, for they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then He said to His disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest." I believe we fulfill that prayer when we go to the park. I believe we fulfill that prayer when we take it and we go into a community event. I believe as a church, we are present and touching people's lives. And we are really going to smoke it when we have 100 people to spread out. I am convinced of that. You all know that if we had 100 people regular, that would be like a mega church in the hill, right? I'm asking God for that, not because I want the numbers. Not because I want to say, "Wow, look what Pastor Chip did." I didn't do anything. I think Maxine did everything.
Maxine.
All right, I'll just put that out there right now. See, she's taking care of the kids, not hearing the praise. Yeah. Right? But seriously, it's not going to be us. But when we have more and more people, we're not going to do less and less. We're going to do more and more. And we are going to change this community because God's going to use us to touch people's lives. And we don't care if they're messed up. My goodness gracious. Anybody here not messed up? Maxine almost raised her hand. But seriously, we are a mess, people. And we go out and love on other people who are messy. I'm going to tell you right now, the harvest in the hill is plentiful. The harvest is in the hill is plentiful. And we need to pray to the Lord of harvest that He bring forth many more laborers. Many more laborers. I think we can do that. Amen?
Amen.
Father, I thank You. See that? Wasn't that quick?
Wow. I lived 2 minutes.
Father, thank You so much for my congregation that loves me. But Father, it is still true. We still heard from Your word. We are going to go. We pray right now the Lord of the harvest will get ready to harvest some people, some unclean people. Because You're going to send unclean people into the park to show grace. And we just pray that that will happen. In Jesus' name.